Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here at Startup Riot 2015 in the beautiful Terminal West building. The place is buzzing. There's a lot of activity now. And the good news is I am very close to the Octane coffee to keep me fueled for the rest of the day. I got with me right now Jennifer Blumling.
Blumling,
how'd
yes.
I do? That was pretty close. And you're with Borrowed by Design.
I sure am. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about Borrowed by Design?
Absolutely. So we're a startup that focuses on allowing women to rent their dresses to each other.
Rent.
And we call it borrow.
Borrow.
Just so that we have another terminology. And so what we do is we've created an online platform for women to go on and list their dresses, and they get to upload photos and all the attributes, the sizing, all that kind of stuff. And then other women get to come to the site and
browse.
Yes, and then borrow those dresses at what is suggested as a half-off retail.
And then so they borrow it forever, or they just for the night?
No, they borrow it for a two-week time span.
Okay.
So they get to wear it for their event, whatever it is, and then send it back.
So it's fancy dresses?
Pretty much, yeah. What we do is everything from a daytime, like a bridal shower,
right,
up through a formal ball. And wedding day and et cetera.
So you have, what about wedding dresses?
Absolutely. My wedding dress is on there.
There it is.
Yeah.
And so what about the cleaning part of it? Like, are people weird about that?
So the cleaning part is controlled by the owner of the dress.
Right.
And they have to take that into account when they put their borrowing price up on the site. So every dress is cleaned and ready to go and shipped out the door to the borrower.
So that's just kind of built into the pricing structure.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Before and after, I would imagine, or no after.
Well, it's after the dress comes back and it has to be cleaned and then reset to go out again.
So now, okay, so walk me through it. My mm-hmm. wife has a closet filled with dresses.
Mm-hmm.
So now she finds the website. I would guess it's
borrowedbydesign.com.
Yep. Goes on and go, wow, I have a lot of dresses. Mm-hmm. Let me create a listing for these dresses.
Exactly. So we kind of consider ourselves sort of the eBay of dress borrowing.
Right.
And the platform is very easy to use. So she creates a listing for each dress.
Right. So she takes a picture, like say she has kind of a ball gown or a party mm-hmm. dress, right? So she takes a picture from one side or as many sizes?
Multiple sides, front, back side.
Right.
If there's any details, you know, a lot of women's dresses have beading or bows. And so anything like that close up. And then it's ready to be posted.
Okay, so then she posts it, and then somebody says, hey, that would be perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, say the dress costs $200 in real life. Like, what would be the fee?
Right, so if she bought it at $200, what we would suggest is starting at $100. We suggest half off.
Okay.
And from there, obviously, it's a free market. And so she's able...
But she can put any price she wants.
She could put any price she wanted.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, it's based on supply and demand rules. So if it's really highly in demand, she might want to upper price.
Right.
If it doesn't borrow at all, then maybe lower it a little and see if someone's willing to go there.
And then, so now somebody says, hey, okay, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where does she get the box?
So right now it's, self-supply, just like, you know, eBay would be.
Right.
In the future, we're hoping to have a get started kit. And we would send the owners a little kit of a couple boxes, some, you know, tape, et cetera.
But, like, where would you get a dress box?
Like, so actually...
Is that hard?
It's not
that... I'm a guy. No, I don't know.
I know. Actually, dresses ship in all other boxes just like everything else.
But, like, can I go to the post office and get one of their boxes?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you could go and get the FedEx ready ship boxes.
Uh-huh.
And you put it in there and you fold it up nice and everything, and then you put it in and then you ship it off. It's really not that difficult. You can also arrange for pickups. So if you're a busy working woman and you're in the office, FedEx can come to your office and pick it up. You don't have to go to their location to drop it off. And so that's great too, also for borrowers. A lot of our women that borrow are professional working women.
Right.
And they don't have a lot of extra time, hence why they're probably shopping online. And so it's that we've tried to make a service that's easy for them.
Now, what about like sizing issues?
So each dress is measured, bust, waist, hips, and also height.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have multiple sizes and shapes of women. And we instruct where to measure the dresses. So that comes through. And then, you know, also a woman needs to measure herself too, because she's always fluctuating,
right,
to make sure that she is in the same sizing that the dress is posted for.
And so talk about Startup Riot. How'd you hear about it?
So Startup Riot was mentioned when I was getting my MBA at Terry Go Dogs. And one of the guys that came to our class spoke about Startup Riot, and he's Jess from Triplingo. And he said it was a wonderful event. And so
right, they were here a few years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And so he recommended that we apply, and we did. And it's just been, it's been a lot of fun. Sanjay has been a really great asset to this competition, and he has individually helped each startup. So I couldn't say more about him. That's good.
Now, have you ever pitched before?
Yeah, actually we have. We were at TechCrunch, ATL Pitch Offs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, last week. And we actually came away with crowd favorite and third place.
And did you get money for that?
We did not get money, but we got a pass to go to the Disrupt conference in New York in May.
Cool.
Yeah.
So are you self-funded, or you have investors?
We're completely bootstrapped. So everything we have done, we've paid for ourselves. And the skills of my team, we've been able to create the platform.
And what is your skills?
I'm actually a business developer and marketer.
And so you're going out there to, are you doing kind of focus groups, or how?
Yeah, so we took about 18 months to develop our business plan. And part of that was focus groups with women of in our target market of 16 to 34 years old. And they, the feedback they gave us is really what we took to build our platform. Mm-hmm. Everything from our agreements, so that women have their replacement value listed, and that gets done if a dress is ruined, from that through the workflow of how the shipping works. So they were really instrumental in building the platform for themselves.
Now, is it live?
It is live.
What was it like when the first borrowing happened? What you guys, were you like,
I think I cried.
High-fiving? And that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, my mom was like, you need to save your first dollar you make and frame it. But, well, it's virtual, so. Right.
But the first time that your phone pinged with, look, somebody did this. You know, this is real now.
Yeah, it was really cool. So our site's actually only been live for about 72 hours. Mm-hmm. So the first borrow was in the test group. And
Still counts.
And so we've been live now for 3 days, and we have 50 dresses listed and 28 customers already.
Wow.
So, you know, there's some other startups that have like 2,000 people in traction and that right. kind of thing. And that's great. We're getting going. So.
Right. But that's the beauty of an event like this. It's for, you know, companies of all sizes. And,
exactly.
And on different levels of maturity.
Yeah.
So now everything's encouraging, though. I mean, it's better to have that much action than, you know, if it was crickets, you know.
Right,
you'd
yeah.
be freaking out right now.
I would be really a lot more nervous to go on stage, right. Yeah.
So now, what about going through that exercise of the 4 slides and the 3 minutes? Was that hard to kind of get your pitch down to that kind of condensed?
I'm actually allowed more room now than I was last week, the TechCrunch.
What was there?
60 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if I feel like
three minutes, it feels like an hour, right?
I know. All this extra time. I don't know what to do with it. No. But what was great is that I'm able to interject a lot more of the detail of the platform, how we're helping customers,
right.
what we're doing for their lifestyle, et cetera.
And what's been the most rewarding part of the process for you so far?
Really, it's seeing other women who are in other sizing shapes find other women like themselves to borrow dresses. So one of the goals of us is to build a community for petite, tall, curvy, slim women who are not the model size 2.
Right.
Because not every woman is like that. And for when they go out shopping, it's really difficult to find a dress like that. So our community is really based around matching women so that they can have someone to identify with.
Right.
And when we see that take place, that's rewarding.
Right. And that's kind of more to your mission. Right.
Right? Yeah.
Now, what did you see that Amy Schumer thing?
I did not.
Oh, you should check that out.
Okay.
It was, somebody was teasing her about her size.
Oh.
And she's like, I'm a size 6. You know.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Right.
Yeah, I'd die to be a size 6.
I think they caught, because they were reviewing, she has a new movie. Are you familiar with Amy Schumer? She's a comedian.
I probably need to look her up.
Right, but she's has a movie with Judd Apatow come out, I think called Trainwreck. Mm-hmm. And a critic like said she was chubby or something. And she said she's size 6 and then took a picture of her naked in front of the microphone at size 6.
Wow.
You know, kind of blasted him.
Yeah.
There was a lot of backlash about that.
Well, you know, I hate to say that there's a lot of criticism out there for women, and there's a lot of social pressure to be what media says is a certain way.
Right.
And honestly, any woman, any size is beautiful. And that's what we also try to encourage too, is that, you know, we write about plus size models, and we write about curvy women and ethnic women and all kinds of women that are so beautiful in their own right. And that's all it is. You know, why do we have to put pressure on people to be right. a certain mold?
Yeah. And size six in today's world to be called chubby is a little nutso.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a size 12. So there you go. And I'm not afraid of my number. So, and how dare someone criticize
right.
a size six?
But that's great that that is your mission, is mm-hmm. to be very inclusive and to kind of share the beauty of people of all sizes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if somebody went to learn more about Borrowed by Design, where would you send them?
Borrowedbydesign.com.
And they can get, it's still in beta, but they can still participate.
Oh yeah, they can list their dresses, they can borrow, they can learn more about us in our knowledge forum, they can ask us questions. We're all over social media too, so that's a great way to reach out to us. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those.
Well, best of luck today.
Great.
And borrowedbydesign.com. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being part of the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Lee Cantor for Startup Riot 2015. We'll be back in a few.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.